It's Casper Nyovest and Ray with Summer Love here on UCT Radio. Okay, so last night was a really, really big moment.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is...
Now, it went on for a while.
We waited.
You waited. And you watched this live, so you were feeling nervous.
I was feeling okay. I'm like, okay, she's going to say it. I think by the 45th second, I was like, okay, now I'm nervous. Can she say the name?
And the whole time...
Miss South Africa 2023 is...
And then she goes again.
Waiting.
In anticipation.
Mm. Who's it going to be?
Oh. Natasha!
But now...
How long did we wait?
We waited a while. We waited a hell of a while. And we've got something to illustrate exactly that, how long we waited.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13,
and it just gets more and more nerve-wracking.
And we're 15, just like looking at the
16,
screen like...
17, 18, Miss South Africa 2023 is 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
So it did remind us of moments where... It's gone slightly wrong, because in that time frame, I felt like something was going to go wrong.
Something was definitely going to go wrong.
Exactly.
And we all understand dramatic effect, but
we do.
We're waiting so long that we're like, is something wrong? Does she? Is there nothing on the card? Like,
exactly.
what is going on?
Because for you, this jumps straight into your mind.
That infamous Steve Harvey moment.
Back to Miss Universe in 2015. I actually remember it like it was yesterday. Now, she's happy, she's celebrating, but...
The judges are confused.
The judges are confused. A couple minutes later, she's standing there.
There's... I have to apologize.
Oh!
Oh, she's looking confused.
The first runner-up is Colombia.
Oh! This is horrible.
This is horrific.
Imagine taking off your crown and handing it over. You haven't done your 1 year tenure and it's already up.
And watching the video is actually even worse.
Universe 2015 is... Philippines.
Oh, they played the music again. That's horrible. And it felt exactly the same way in Miss South Africa last night. I'm like waiting after they've announced that Natasha's the one. I'm like, is something wrong? That 45 second wait that Wanang took to announce the new Miss South Africa had us nervous.
So we were thinking, when is a moment where it could go wrong? So of course this could go wrong. But the question is, what we want to know is what would be the worst song that could play after this announcement is just made? What could, how could it possibly go
wrong.
Even worse?
You know, so, create a complete anti-climax, perhaps.
Exactly. So send us your songs. What's the wrong song? What is the wrong song to play?
It's Sigrid with Mirror on UCT Radio. And,
We want to know, what is the worst song to play after the biggest announcement of your life? And some of you got in touch. Sorry came through. Let's hear that.
Winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
That's the wrong one. That is the... That is the wrong song.
Let's try again.
Of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is...
Sorry.
Natasha!
That would sound terrible.
But it's also the beat of the song, like, works. It feels like it very celebratory. The lyrics, man. Imagine looking at your the first runner up and you're like, sorry, babe.
Sorry, babe. But this one would be terrible. This one I found.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
I'm a loser. Yeah, no, that one would suck.
Not only is the genre completely wrong for a pageant.
Imagine. No, that one.
I'd be like, no, someone's getting fired.
Someone's getting seriously fired. Okay, so this leads us into our next question.
We're
so many questions.
See how you can completely ruin a party with the wrong soundtrack in this next segment.
Exactly. It's Tom Adam Tuck here on UCT Radio, and we're asking you, what is the worst song to play at an occasion?
The crossover on UCT Radio.
The soundtrack to your campus life.
Let's start with the wedding. How to ruin a wedding in 2 seconds.
Exactly. So I'm you ever get married, Mta, which I don't think is a possibility for
you. Oh, get out of here. I'm a hopeless romantic. I know people are lining up around the corner to marry the girl.
That's so nice.
So this is what you're not going to play, because I'm not going to hire you to be the DJ anyway.
You can't afford DJ TJ. Yo, imagine.
Imagine, this is a celebration of love and a lifelong commitment to your partner. And again, here comes DJ TJ with Break Your Heart with Tao Cruz by Tao Cruz. Can you imagine?
That would be terrible. But I think what would be worst is having this song play at your funeral. This would be absolutely terrible. Going to ask intro.
The cemetery and everything.
Exactly.
Everyone's walking.
You're walking out.
With your box.
They're being lowered into the ground.
We're horrible people.
Another one down with a drug.
Let's go. Ha! Don't.
No, that would be terrible.
Where's the infamous hook and chorus? Cut to that, DJ TJ. Give us what we want. Another one bites the dust.
And imagine it's an old person. They're all just dropping.
Oh my word. Have you noticed? Shame. I shouldn't say this out loud, but I swear it's only old people that go to funerals. My granny, bless her soul, now that she's aged, she goes to a funeral every Saturday.
And they inform you when they're going to.
They inform me. I was like, oh, I've just come back from so-and-so's funeral. She doesn't even know so-and-so. But she went to that funeral. Why?
Exactly. Okay, coming up, this has been a mad show. Yo, things have gone. Our technology has not worked. Everything's been crazy. But we have Rabel Have. It's ready. It's prepared. So if you're not ready, well, then that's too bad, because we are.